from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company.
Kettle is whistling. Well, I put some loose leaf black tea to the teapot. Mm-hmm. Then I add some dried orange blossom to it. What a unique flavor the orange blossom has. Okay. It's now time for adding hot water to the teapot. And now I put the teapot lid back on. Now I have to wait until the tea is properly brewed. Iranian tea needs to be brewed a little longer, but instead it has a really unique and lasting aroma and taste. Tea has an important place in Iranian households and is one of the most consumed drinks in Iran. During the Safavid era, drinking tea was only common among the rich class of the society or was served in the king's palaces. At that time, ordinary people used to drink coffee. At the end of the Qajarid era, a person called Kashefu Saltane, who was the then Iranian consul in India, managed to bring tea seeds and shrubs to Iran and cultivated them in the city of Lahijan. Finally, by his attempts, tea plantation expanded in Iran, and in 1930, the area of Iranian tea plantations got as vast as 600 hectares. And in 1932, the first Iranian tea factory was launched in Lahijan. Currently, there are 182 tea factories in Iran. I am now in Lahijan. Just beside me, there is the Tea Museum. This museum, with its beautiful architecture, tells us the history of tea in Iran. And before entering this building, I have to note that the resting place of Kashefu Saltane is situated beside this museum. I am now in the main hall of the Tea History Museum. Oh, there are two Russian samovars, a silver tray, tea measurements, and a tea box in the showcases. Oh, how interesting. In this showcase, There is a chibuk, which is a very long-stemmed tobacco pipe, a tobacco bag, and small china cups. And in this showcase, these papers are written by Kashafo Saltane. What a beautiful handwriting. I am now at the second floor of the museum. In this floor, there are pavilions in which the procedures of growing, harvesting, and preparing tea is displayed. Oh, look at here! Here, there is an old teapot with some saucers. Their azure color is really charming. I am now in a traditional tea house in Lahijan. After drinking a cup of fragrant Iranian tea, I'm going to visit the tea plantations of Lahijan. What an extraordinary taste! Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.